This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Helping our fallen heroes by helping the next generation of potential heroes. The Fold the Flag Foundation is a nonprofit giving scholarships to kids of parents who have fallen in battle. Let's talk to two people helping to raise money for the cause. U.S. Marine veteran and CEO of Heroes Vodka, Travis McVeigh, and David Selektar, founder and CEO of True Eagle USA. His company sells products made in the United States. Travis, tell us about what you're doing and how this works.
With Heroes Vodka, I had the honor to serve as a Marine Guard for President Bush Sr. for about 2 years. Lost a couple of friends I served with. Then I met David, and me and David share the same mission and the same vision, and that's to help American veterans and their families, with an emphasis on Gold Star families because they've made the biggest sacrifice. So with this, we donate 10% of all the profits back to the Fold the Flag Foundation.
How old is the company? How long have you, and what made you decide Vodka?
Well, I ran the first bottles in 11-11-11. I chose vodka because vodka outsells all the other spirit companies.
Okay.
Good reason.
Yes.
So that was a no-brainer.
Yes, you know the story of Tito's and Grey Goose. They've both done phenomenally well. And the more I can sell, the more I can give back. So I chose a product. So if you want to support American-made products, support American veterans, you like great vodka, why not choose Heroes Vodka? 6 gold medals, 4 silver medals so far.
True Eagle?
True Eagle, I started back about 3 years ago in development. We're now distributed in many states across the country. We, like you mentioned before, as far as the children getting scholarships, it's crazy. The people that served, you know, our armed forces that served back in Afghanistan after 9/11, their kids now, they're going to college. And their spouses, with their men or women, they need all the help they can get. So we're trying to do our part. And originally, with our larger size can, we gave back to an organization for veteran job employment and job training. And fortunately, that's improved greatly throughout the last couple of years. Now we're focusing on really helping the families of our bravest and our fallen heroes.
Travis, how are you getting the word out? How does the child of a vet who wants to go to college, let's say next year, how do they even learn about these programs?
We can go to the Fold the Flag Foundation's website, which I believe it's www.foldtheflag.org. Our friend John Coogan's executive director, I forget how much money they've given back so far, but it's a great program. And first of all, I'm not a hero. That's what I named my company. My two friends that gave their life for this country are heroes, and the Gold Star families. I just want to be an inspiration to others. If you can find a way to serve again, if I can find a way to serve again, you can too. And that's our biggest struggle, is the transition of veterans coming back as well, but also we want to help their families and the next generation to have a great education.
Yeah, and even though the unemployment rate has gotten better, we see the homelessness crisis driven by veterans in the street. We see still the suicide growing, particularly among women. So there's some still major issues. We can't forget about them, and I feel like the stories are starting to fade from the mainstream media and the front pages of newspapers.
You're totally right. And we have another collaboration in the works. We'll share that for next time, hopefully. But like you said, the suicide rate, 22 a day, and that's growing. Some states don't even report it. Texas doesn't report suicides or California as opposed to deaths. So I've spoken to veterans, and it's much closer to 30 suicides a day for veterans. It's horrible.
How do we get it distributed? Right now, we talked a little bit about the distribution in the alcohol business. We know that's critical.
Very, very hard, yes.
It's hard to break into these markets.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're in about 23 states now. You can go to our website, www.heroesvodka.com. It gives a list of states we're in. But the best thing you can do as a customer, like I said before, if you want to support American-made products, you want to support a veteran-owned business, support American veterans and business that gives back, ask for Heroes Vodka. That's what it takes, is people going out continuing to ask for it. Tito's has been around 20 years now. Now the company's doing great. It's another great American-made company, so there's room for another vodka out there, especially one that makes sense. That
Sure. Tito's is a great story, but this is a better story in the sense that we're trying to help people that have served our nation and their children.
Absolutely. And listen, I want to do, as I'm not a veteran, I didn't serve. I do have family that did serve. in the IDF, actually. I'm first generation born American. My uncle that I'm named after was killed in battle. But to find this and give back, you know, there's like a burning desire for me to do something. And this is my way of you know, doing something. And Walmart.com, you can find these, as well as our site as well.
God bless both of you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Thank you. Have a 4th of July.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think this was easy. It does require all hands on deck. The vitriol, the incivility, uncivility, however you want to state it, is just unbelievable. And, you know, it galls me that you have Maxine Waters talking about how civil the discourse needs to be, but yet she's the cheerleader and the poster child for all this rancor. Unbelievable. Liz Peek joins us right now, and she is believable. And this is why we love having her on with us. Columnist for FoxNews.com, contributor to The Hill, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Well, Liz, what do you think about this domestic terrorism that's taking place from the left?
Good morning. Hey. Well, I don't think anyone's terribly shocked. I mean, let's think about, roll the clock back to the day after the election when hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets in raucous protest against a duly elected president and a duly organized election cycle. I mean, it's been that way since Donald Trump was elected president, and I don't see any change, except I would say this. The bad behavior, the incivility, if you will, really starts at the top. And by the top, I mean the people in our society who set the tone. And that's not the president, although he has contributed to some rough and tumble rhetoric as well. It's also the entertainment industry. I mean, when you have people in the news industry, in the entertainment industry, always on the airwaves, using bad language, you know, defiling people in the most horrible terms, using, you know, words we can't say on the radio about Ivanka Trump or about Melania or about other people, what do people expect? Of course that's going to permeate the society and our civil discourse, and it becomes incivil discourse. But I think really it's horrifying. But here's the thing, Bill, the really horrifying thing is how stupid this is for Democrats, because there was an article, I don't know if you caught it, in the New York Times over the weekend, basically saying all of the bashing of Trump that's going on has really hardened his support. It is not working for Democrats. In fact, in spite of the absolute catastrophic outcome of last week's skirmish at the border and this whole uproar about separation of children and so forth, his approval ratings went up in the midst of that. So is it really working for Democrats? No, I don't think so. They can screech, they can holler. Most of America is fair-minded. They recognize that this is beyond the pale. And for someone who is trying very hard to do her job, like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is viewed, I think, on left by the left and the right as a professional someone who's got a very tough gig, mm-hmm. to have her attacked in the way she has been attacked at a restaurant where she can't take her family out to dinner, give me a break. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic. Governor Huckabee did a follow-up on that and said that Sarah and her husband went home. They said, okay, fine, hey, yeah. we're going home. And her liberal in-laws, so to speak, kind of irony of irony, that the owner of the Red Hen followed them across the street and organized a protest against the family. And they're going, you know, even one of the family members told her, said, you're giving progressives or liberals a bad name here, you know, behave yourself.
And they are. Yeah. And they are. That's that's really my point in a way. I mean, you know, just as the videos of riots that went on during otherwise peaceful Black Lives Matter protests. Again, all you need is something like that to turn public sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
I think all people are concerned about the way Black people are perceived by the cops and how that all plays out and whether there is unfair arrest made and so forth. You know, but all you need is somebody is watching a video where the presumed supplicants for peace and harmony and racial accord act out and start breaking windows and, you know, throwing Molotov cocktails or whatever, mm-hmm. beating up people, and you're just like, okay, I'm not going there. I'm not going to side with those people. So, again, politically, I think this is a huge mistake, and I don't think they can help themselves. And I think at the end of the day, the real problem Democrats have and the liberals have, they don't know what to do. They are so frantic about the fact that in spite of the uproar, for example, about the separation of children, President Trump is better off approval-wise than he has been, it's making them kind of crazy.
Well, let's look at what Main Street looks at this and say, wait a minute, well, this problem's been going on for a long time. And give the guy a shot. He's trying to do something here.
Yeah.
These are ideas that they've used in the past. I mean, come on. I mean, think about the genesis here. This is something we've been saying on the show repeatedly. This just didn't happen this past week. This has kind of been a buildup over decades. And even what he's dealing with right now was started months ago. And so a lot of people had to turn a blind eye to this, including our immediate neighbor in Mexico with an aspiring president, I'm telling you, that could turn into Venezuela more, you know, a lot quicker than people can imagine here, and with what he's doing, and this is just one. This is just part and parcel of it in terms of being a good neighbor. Speaking of which I guess Pam Biondi, her and her date went to go see the movie, and she gets harassed at the movie. It's like, oh my, you know, this is insane. But what happens to your point exactly, Liz, is that you start going so radically left that people go, you know what? But I can't go there with you. And they're not even looking behind them. You know, even like Seth Rogen, he thinks he's all being all cute and funny because, you know, he's a jerk in front of Paul Ryan's kids who admired Seth Rogen. And I can't imagine today they're saying, hey, we still love this guy, even though he was rude to our dad.
Well, look how it's going. I mean, let's look at something that all America used to turn into and tune into and enjoy, something like the Academy Awards show, right?
Yeah.
I mean, ratings have plummeted. Why? Who wants to sit there and feel like you're sort of on the wrong side of a battering ram? And that's kind of any, you know, let's face it, there are tens of millions of Trump supporters. I am one, and I don't approve of everything he does. I don't approve of some of the name-calling and so forth that he has indulged in. But in terms of policies and trying to change this country for the better, I totally am on board. So does that make me a terrible person? I'm not really willing to sit and watch a television show that indicates that I am. I mean,
exactly.
I'm not a racist, and I don't think Trump is a racist. There's no indication of that whatsoever. He calls out problems when he sees them. If there are people coming across the border that are bad actors, he calls them that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reaction is so over the top and insane, truly insane, that it really undermines whatever kind of sensible pushback you might otherwise organize.
Yeah, and what's their solutions? What solutions are they offering here? You know,
well, that's what I say. I think that they are. I think Democrats and liberals in general are so frustrated that they don't have a platform that is catching on. Look at what's happened with Bernie Sanders lately. I mean, every candidate that he gets behind ends up losing. Mm-hmm. And that's even as his popularity still is pretty strong. So is it just a personality cult, or do people really believe that we should have free college for everybody and a guaranteed minimum income? I don't think that's the way America works. I don't think that's what people want, and it's hurting them.
We got to go to break.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I just need you.
That's the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Liz Peek is with us, a columnist for FoxNews.com, contributor to The Hill. Liz, sadly, as you were suggesting earlier, what people will do is they're going to make choices in their life, and they're going to start changing the way they consume things that are associated with these liberals that are just unhinged here. And sadly, for us, every year we go to New York, we love the theater and have a great time. And my wife and I are having a very difficult discussion because we're going, do we want to support, the theater? We love the theater, but, you watch the Tony Awards and everybody's giving, Robert De Niro a standing ovation. Oh. And we're going, do we want to spend our money? I know there's a lot of people involved with the theater there, and not everybody thinks that way, but it just
most do.
I wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt, and you live there, so you see it more than I do. And I got to tell you, it's disheartening, because we look forward to it every year. I just think it's one of those amazing cities to go to at Christmas time. And we're struggling with whether or not we're going to go this year.
Yeah, it's pretty offensive, and it is everywhere. You can't really get away from the feeling always that you are under attack. And by the way, there are plenty of us in New York City who do admire what Donald Trump is trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we talk to each other in sort of hushed
exactly.
tones. Someone was saying to me the other day, the city is sort of, there is a group that has sort of sequestered itself, the Republicans, who just feel like they can't really speak openly in defense or in support of this president. And this is unprecedented in my lifetime. I really, other than maybe supporting George W. Bush and going to hear at, for example, my alma mater, Wellesley College, is some fundraiser and having Madeleine Albright talk about how he is the worst president in the history of the country and getting up and walking out. I really have had very few instances like that, and who cares? But it's just, this is unprecedented. And again, I think a lot of it is, it started because Hillary Clinton lost and they can't get over that. I think people during the Obama years, I'd say actually this is true. When President Obama was in office, you couldn't really criticize him, because if you did, you were considered a racist.
Exactly.
I think that's actually a fair statement.
No, I think it is very fair.
And as a result of that, he didn't get much overt criticism. People really didn't speak out about his terrible economic policies. I did, and others. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying no one criticized him. Of course they did. But it was not... it was not loud, okay?
Certainly not even close to what they're being
on
display now,
for
right?
No, sure not. We were a muted sotto voce kind of resistance, if you can even call it that. Mm-hmm. And as a result, I think the people who supported him and his platform began to think that they knew everything, they had all the answers, that they were unassailably correct in terms of their prognostications. And so what they now... and so it was a really big body blow to lose that election and find out that an awful lot of the country really, really disagreed with you. So I think that is part of the issue here, is that they had 8 years of feeling basically impregnable and untouchable, and now it's sort of like, oh my gosh, remember the line in a recent interview or in a book that came out from one of his staffers, Obama looks at him and says, what if we were wrong?
Yes,
that idea never occurred to him or
them. Yes,
supporters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's a pretty shocking thing, but I think it's actually true.
Well, we talked about the echo chamber, during his administration, and boy, it was a protected one. And as he told, Republicans on that fateful day, elections have consequences. And he made the Republican leadership and the representatives pay for that continuously for 8 years. And along with it, those that followed him. And, like you said, everybody just kind of just said, okay, well, we'll weather the storm here. We were shocked that Mitt Romney couldn't turn it around with all the negative stuff that was against Barack Obama. But, you know, what may come out of this, and I don't know if it's prepared, but, you know, with all the investigations that are going on, Liz, is that going to be enough to really... you know, kind of balance out things a little bit to where, you know, all the, I mean, because this stuff that's going on, the IG, the fact that I don't know how you not go into the Oval Office with this stuff. This looks really, really bad. And I don't know if America has the courage and wherewithal to really deal with the corruption that runs rather deep, that goes all the way to the President of the United States. And I know that sounds dangerous, but I think they're going to end up finding out this thing runs really deep.
You're talking about President Obama, not
yes,
President
I am.
Trump.
No, I'm talking President Obama.
So here's where I think we come out on this. Unfortunately, everyone is so dug in on their positions. I doubt that there's a huge slice of the electorate who will be informed. What I mean by that is, as new revelations come out, people dismiss them as being, well, that's Devin Nunes and he's pro-Trump, or that's Adam Shapiro and he's anti-Trump, not Adam Shapiro, Adam Schiff.
Right.
And so I'm just not going to pay attention. And I think that's honestly what's happening. So you're going to have, at the end of the day, a dissatisfied electorate who will not, I don't think there will be resolution. Mueller will, my guess is, in the next 6 months, come out before the cameras, say, you know, we don't really find any evidence of collusion, but we do find evidence of... you know, kind of widespread misbehavior amongst people tangentially attached to the campaign. And, you know, like Paul Manafort, who I don't think is a good guy. I think he's not going to be someone that we all think, oh, yeah, he was unfairly targeted. My guess is he was fairly targeted, unfairly treated. Mm-hmm. But, you know, are there stuff in his background that Trump should have been aware of? Yes, because everyone was aware of it. And on the other hand, I think we're going to hear, yes, there was political bias in the FBI. The IG doesn't want to go there, and I understand that. There's no smoking gun that says Strzok did this because he didn't like Trump, but it's pretty obvious what went on. Mm-hmm. I think we're all going to end up dissatisfied.
We're dealing with the Kennedy assassination all over again.
Totally exactly right. And because at the end of the day, does the IG really want to throw the FBI under the bus? No, they do not want to do that. Because it's an institution, and people serve their institutions, and they protect them. I think Trump will weather this storm, and I think we're going to kind of muddle along here with people behaving disgracefully and pretending that things aren't going well for the country. Actually, my biggest concern waking up this morning is that Trump could basically begin to shake the confidence that has really lifted this economy and gotten it growing again through this trade war.
I'm concerned about that as well. I agree.
I'm not raising the white flag. I do think it's a good thing to be going after China and our EU partners for unfair trade practices. But, you know, it's a little bit getting into a contest between Xi Jinping and Donald Trump about who can be the toughest guy in the room. And both economies are going to suffer. And you know what? This would be just a colossal self-inflicted wound. If Trump does, and by the way, this is coming because I'm getting some information from various groups that I track in New York. Business managers are beginning to put expansion plans on hold. They're beginning to consider anew whether they want to build new plants. This is very worrisome to me, and this could just sort of shake. This is what is driving the president's popularity. This is what could end up keeping the House in Republican hands. If they mess this up, that would be a tragedy.
Yeah, even more so with what's happening at the border right now. They can weather that storm. I'll tell you, we'll have to pick it up from there, as we always do, Liz, when we get back together. Thank you so much for staying on top of everything. Liz Peek has been with us, with columnist for FoxNews.com, contributor to The Hill, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Liz, as always, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Bye.
This report is brought to you by Nature Valley. Summer is finally here, and it's time for families to trade in some screen time for green time. And there is no better time to get outdoors as a family and do some good, too.
From now through the end of August, Nature Valley is kicking off its Summer of a Million Miles Challenge, which encourages families across the nation to get outdoors and collectively hike, walk, or run a million miles. And the best part is that it's easy to join. Simply download the Map My Hike app, go to the Challenge tab, and join the Nature Valley Million Miles Challenge. Log your hikes to earn badges and rewards. Wherever your hikes take you this summer, be sure to pack Nature Valley granola bars to keep you fueled for the trail ahead, and share your snaps using hashtag NatureValleyHikeAMillion. For more details, visit naturevalley.com/hikeamillion. That's naturevalley.com/hikeamillion.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two big U.S. cities are largely without power this morning, and also parts of them are waterlogged after torrential rainstorms on the 4th of July. In the Pittsburgh area, a slow-moving storm last night dumped several inches of rain, dropping trees that are now blocking roads. And in Houston, Mayor Sylvester Turner says they got a lot more rain than expected.
We were expecting 2 to 3 inches of rain for the entire day. In some parts of our city, right at I-10 and 610, we got as much as 8 inches of rain.
The government's jobs report comes out tomorrow, but a private sector jobs report from ADP and Moody's Analytics out today says the economy added 177,000 jobs in June, falling short of the predictions of 190,000. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Help me.
Bill Martinez, live.
It's the way you like us, fresh and independent, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour, Seth Coyne joins us now, and we're going to be talking about the end of the middle class in America. You know, many Americans in metropolitan areas cannot afford rent, says the digital marketing expert, business coach, and author of Generous Wealth. Seth, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Bill, and thank you for sharing this wonderful audience with me.
Well, thank you, Seth. I mean, we have realized over the recent decades the just pulverization of the middle class in America. We're hoping that it is rising once again, but it's got a lot of rubble to break through, doesn't it?
I think you're right. I think there is some cause for concern, but my thoughts actually, it's not as big of a problem as sometimes we make it out to be.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is we have this idea that the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, and the rich are getting richer. That's the natural cycle of things. Once you have wealth,
mm-hmm.
it's easier to put that wealth to work and multiply it. But the idea that the poor are getting poorer is to some degree true, but not entirely. When you think about it, in the olden days and in a lot of places still in the world today, being poor meant You didn't have enough to eat. You didn't have clean drinking water. Mm-hmm. Your children were naked and starving. Nowadays, there's Medicaid, there's welfare, there's food stamps. Mm-hmm. Even kids in the project might be wearing Nike sneakers and playing with their smartphones. But I do understand that there is some problem still, because there are, like you said, cost of living is going up for a lot of people much faster than their wages.
Right.
So that, like you said, there is a problem, but I think it's a good idea to remember our blessings before we remember our trials first.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, and what happens sometimes with these words, Seth, as you know, they can be, it can be political dynamite. You know, when we talk about, you know, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, I mean, that sets up this class warfare and feeds into that narrative. But, you know, again, you consider the time in which we live in, you know, our understanding of poor a little bit different than it was, say, 50, 60 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people these days in our culture, in other parts of the world, it's different. But in this culture, we have, with few exceptions, no real concept of what poverty really is, I believe.
Right. Well, but in the mid-60s, you know, we started, you know, the war on poverty. We were roughly, what, about 15% was determined at that time under LBJ. And he moved aggressively, said, hey, that's it, we're going to do this. And I think a lot of that was politically motivated, but that's a discussion for another day. Nonetheless, what it set us on was a path to spend over $22 trillion. And here we are, what, 50 years later plus. And what have we done? We've gone from 15% poverty level to 15.1%. And as you say, I think you're correct in defining what poverty is today versus what it was then.
Right, right. And like I said, I do agree that there is some cause for concern here. So if it's all right with you, I was thinking I could offer a few suggestions for what I see people could be doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
To their own individual.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, well, three things. First of all, commit to lifelong learning.
Mm-hmm.
We need to move away from the idea that education ends with a high school or college graduation.
Right.
Because if you want to compete and succeed in the workplace, you need to be smarter than your opponents. I think it's no coincidence that we hear that a lot of top CEOs are avid readers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a quality that we really should be emulating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, readers are leaders, they say.
I totally agree. Could not agree more.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is we need to shift our thinking away from what it is when we're in school. Because when we're in school, we're trained to think that if we do A, we are owed B.
Mm-hmm.
We do great on a test, the teacher owes us a good grade. In the workforce, it's very different. The boss can give a promotion to whoever he darn well pleases.
Mm-hmm.
We need to shift away from this entitlement attitude that I did a good job. Mm-hmm. I deserve that promotion. Instead, we need to be thinking of ourselves basically as one-person service businesses who are trying to sell our services as an employee at a mutually agreed-upon price.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not successfully doing that, then we need to do a better job of selling ourselves or of increasing the value of our services.
Exactly. I want you to sit on that for just a moment, if you don't mind, Seth, in terms of, you know, getting away from this school mentality, because this is important. Sometimes people, you know, it's a rough hoe for them in making that transition because they've been trained up in a certain way. As you say, you work hard, you get an A, you move on. All of a sudden you go into the work life and you got, you got other people. You've got competition taking place, that sort of deal. And the rules have altered a little bit. And what you learn maybe through the process is that your value is based on what you bring to the company and how your boss perceives you in terms of supporting him.
Right, and that actually leads perfectly into my third point.
Okay.
The third point is recognize your two most important jobs. The first is to make the life of your boss and other superiors mm-hmm. better and more comfortable and easier. And the second one, and this is what I talk about a fair amount in my book, is to increase profitability for the company.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do those two consistently, then the right people are likely to take notice sooner or later and perhaps realize that maybe you're upper management material.
Exactly. Well, we've had this discussion with several experts, you know, such as yourself, Seth, and I'm trying to remember off the top of my head the most recent conversation, and we were talking about the U.S. labor force. And according to a U.S. labor study, this was a number of years ago, but I still think it's pretty applicable today. It said if you showed up for work every day, you were in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. If you showed up for work every day on time, you were in the top 10%. So just those two issues. I mean, hey, look, you got a job, you know, hopefully it's one that you enjoy, that you're doing well in. Of course, that's a whole other issue because the same report suggested, I think additional reports also suggested that only about 10% of the U.S. labor force was fulfilled. And so sometimes, and I think that's a result of sometimes people being round, what I call round pegs and square holes. It's not necessarily a perfect match in the career or maybe the job that you're doing. Maybe we're doing it because, look, I got to put food on the table, so I'm going to, you know, set my own personal desires aside for the short term because I need some, you know, transactional activity here to put food on the table. I understand that. But when you're looking at 9 out of 10 people being miscast in the wrong place, you know, that can make for a lot of discomfort at the workplace and amongst the minions who are, you know, trying to go out there and earn a living.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. And I think also part of that is they say that you don't quit your job, you quit your boss.
Mm-hmm.
Leadership is probably part of responsible for part of that. Being dissatisfied. But I do want to mention what you said earlier about what you said, if you show up to work every day on time, you're in the top 10%, right?
Right.
Well, I think that's great news for people.
Yeah, I mean, what do you have to do to be in the top 10% and show up for work every day on time? I mean, how difficult is that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, Seth, forgive me. We got to go to break. We're going to hit pause. We'll be right back. More from Seth Coyne on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It is just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the air I breathe. You are the song I believe. You are the war that I can win. This is no one flag in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I breathe.
Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Conversation with Seth Coyne continues. He is author of the book Generous Wealth. He's out of the Detroit area. Says that he's here to help your business grow without allowing it to overwhelm your life by strategically simplifying your focus, helping your brand to stand out from the crowd, and by tactically acquiring more customers who buy more often at higher prices. Seth, you're there in the Detroit area. Detroit has gone through an incredible amount of renovation here recently. I'm sure that is a constant reminder and inspiration for you and your organization.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's wonderful to hear that the city is finally moving in the right direction. I mean, I was born in the area. I lived away in other areas for a while, mm-hmm. and ended up coming back when I was a teenager. And for so long, it's just been, you know, you assume Detroit is a lousy place to be. I live out in the suburbs, but being in the city, that's where you don't want to go. And it's so encouraging to hear that it is getting better. And what actually fits really well with what's going on, what I write about in my book, that you don't have to be greedy to be successful. You can be generous, and that can enhance your success. And we're seeing some businesses really putting, especially one guy in particular, the name escapes me at the moment, but he's really putting a lot of investment there and helping a lot of people. And I think in the long run, that can be really good for him as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear recently they had a Fathom event on the rebuilding of Detroit. It was something that Michael Bolton had had led the way on. I mean, in terms of, you know, doing a video and, you know, talking to the various interests and forces there in Detroit. You know, as you say, it takes a while to get out from the mire, but there is just something special about a vision and a passion to realize that, and that's it. took some time to get the puzzle pieces together. You know, people, coming together and because at first you see what's happening with Detroit, and I'm sure a lot of people complain, going, look, we're better than this, you know. Come on, let's get out of this. And yes, we took a big hit, and, you know, the automotive industry, which was, what the city had lived off of for so many years, now it's been forced to redefine itself and reinvent itself, and it's doing that. And to see, you know, what is happening, at least what was presented in this video, that was carried by a Fathom event here a couple of weeks back, was quite encouraging. And I think encouraging not only for other people in Detroit, but I think people around the country that are, facing, kind of similar circumstances, don't you think?
Agreed. Yeah. And it's great. That's encouraging is just the word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what is it that's so magical about Generous Wealth that you found?
Well, I think it's, we've come to think of business, particularly big business, as these evil entities that are destroying the earth. And of course, there are some corporations that are doing some bad things. But what's great, I think, is generosity trumps greed for the most part when you're trying to be more successful. So that's great because you don't have to sell your soul to become successful. You don't have to hurt people to become successful. You can actually become more successful by doing more good.
Mm. Well, there's something about generosity. It makes it outward focus as opposed to inward. Greed pulls it into yourself, so then you start making decisions. You influence employees and others around you to do more of the same, because that becomes the economic process and focus. Being generous, you're always looking at ways to bless people outside of yourself. Well, then you're not hanging on to the money. And, I got to imagine employees, everything else are greatly affected, I believe, in a positive way, not to mention what you're able to do in your business.
Yeah, absolutely. And as an example, I think there are certain things that we do that, especially in business, that if we do a good job of certain things, people are going to talk about it. Customers mm-hmm. are going to come to us. For example, with my book, I suffer from paralysis myself. Mm-hmm. It's a very difficult condition to suffer from. So I've pledged 20% of the profits from my book to support paralyzed veterans of the U.S. military, mm-hmm. partially because I know firsthand what they're going through.
Right, exactly.
My goal is to raise $100,000 for them by the end of 2020. So hopefully people are going to talk about that. And when I tell people about that, I can tell your viewers right now, please go buy a copy. And I'm not just saying that for myself or because I think the book will help you, but let's work together to help these people who are in need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you've created a system where it just keeps paying itself forward here. And as you mentioned, yeah. 20% of the book's profits will be going to American military vets that are paralyzed, and you know exactly what they're dealing with. Now, were you paralyzed since birth or an accident? Tell us your story, Seth.
Yeah, I was just hanging out with some friends when I was just about to start my senior year of high school and mm-hmm. fell and landed real badly on a concrete floor and broke my neck.
Wow.
So been like that ever since. Mm-hmm. I have made some progress over the years. And what's really encouraging also, they're coming out. There's a lot of research being done and some mm-hmm. very impressive and promising studies being done for potential progress in the future. So that's very hopeful as well.
Well, you know, and that's awesome that you have taken your experience, as they say. We have experiences in life that, you know, come at an intersection of where we can get better or bitter. And you have chosen the best choice, and that is to be better through this and then blessing others with what you've learned and, what you've been learning. Because, you as a digital marketing expert in this new technological world, you've really got a tiger by a tail right here, just in that alone.
Yeah. I mean, there really are so many opportunities to, like you said, become better or bitter. That's really close to a personal philosophy of mine. That is, you mm-hmm. can't always choose your circumstances, but you can always choose your focus. You can choose to focus on the blessings mm-hmm.
Right.
And if you look for them, they are always there.
Yeah. You know, the response to that is really you, right? And so, and I understand, look, people have to go through this process. And you've gone through it, so you can help them, you know, kind of short circuit the frustrating, what I call learning curve experience. Like in any path that you take, you get a bit of a learning curve that you have to go through. And you've gone through it, so you can help people, if nothing else, be a cheerleader saying, hey, look, I made it. You're almost there. Hang in there. You know, stay focused and, you know, work through the depression, work through, you know, the challenge you're dealing with. Kind of reminds me a little bit of, you know, of a conversation I had with Rob O'Neill, you know, who was the Navy SEAL credited with the killing of Osama bin Laden, as you may recall. But we were talking about going through, you know, going through BUDS training as a Navy SEAL. And it was like, hey, just get through the next 15 minutes. You know, when you wanted to quit, you know, his drill instructor said, hey, look, just get, if it's at breakfast time, just get to lunch. You know, just look forward. Just get to that next, you know, benchmark. And said that that's what carried him, you know, carried him through. And, of course, the attrition rate for a Navy SEAL is usually, you know, with the hundreds of people that will start out, I mean, it ends up usually as a single digit. In his particular class, I think he said was probably one of the highest and uncharacteristic. There was a couple of dozen. But, you know, the attrition rate is very much there. But there's an attrition rate in life as well when things get a little bit tough, you know, that we can, I say a little bit, I mean, depending, I mean, that's my perspective right now, and I'm not trying to undersell anybody's grief and what they're dealing with, because it's your grief and your pain that you're having and your frustration that you're dealing with, and it can be seemingly insurmountable, but there's been so many others, you know, Seth, like yourself, that have gone before and have made it through the other side. So it's not like it has to consume you, and that's our hope and prayer, is that it wouldn't consume you, that you would be encouraged to hang in there till lunchtime, or maybe it's dinner, or another 15 minutes, whatever it takes, just, you know, to get through that process. But that's what we have to do. We have to get through it, don't we?
Amen to that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So for you, the big takeaway in this book, Generous Wealth, Seth, what do you want the people to take from this book?
I think the big idea is that generosity, help, being helpful, doing good, these are things that can enhance rather than hinder success. Mm-hmm. Because we've gotten this idea that, you know, you have to be cutthroat and trample everyone else on your way to success, and it's simply not true. Generosity trumps that. That greed, I believe.
Exactly. Well, well said. And for the middle class, your word of encouragement to the middle class?
Take responsibility for your own success, and don't let your circumstances define who you're going to be.
Well, I'll tell you, I love short answers that are profound, and I hope that our audience caught that, those that needed to hear what you had to share with them today, Seth, you know, and, you know, it's worth pondering and considering and, you know, starting a new day right this very moment. You know, you don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can start it right now and correct your course and be on the road to your destiny, your God-given destiny that has already been purposed for you. Seth Coyne, author of Generous Wealth, out of the greater Detroit area. Seth, thank you for the time. I appreciate it. How can people be in touch with you? We've got 5 seconds. Sorry.
Go to rapidcompanygrowth.com or search Generous Wealth on it.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, Call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talk.